由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted that you are able to be with us today.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，好高兴你今日能够收听我哋呢个节目《天路导向》。
Have you ever found yourself in a state of emotional depression?
请问你有冇曾经陷入情绪嘅低潮呢？
Have you ever been alone, beginning to ask yourself, "What is life all about?"
你有冇曾经因为寂寞而自己去问自己一个问题，就系生命究竟有乜嘢意义呢？
Have you ever found yourself emotionally discouraged and depressed, seeing no way out of your predicament?
你有冇曾经系觉得好消沉、好沮丧，觉得自己走投无路呢？
Have you ever felt that your world is falling apart?
你有冇觉得自己所身处嘅世界已经系支离破碎呢？
Have you ever felt that the walls are closing in on you?
你是不是觉得四面受敌，被人重重围困住呢？
Well, you are not alone.
其实并不是只有你一个人呢是这样想的。
Now, I'm not a psychiatrist and I cannot explain these things in medical terms.
我呢就并不是一个的心理医生，我呢就不能够呢去用一些心理学啊或者医学方面一些的专有名词，一些专门的术语呢来去讲清楚。
But I know enough from the word of God to know the following.
但是神的话语呢就足以呢是令我明白。
First of all,
首先第一样嘢，
emotional depression is real.
就是呢情绪消沉或者是低沉呢是很真实的。
There are different forms of depression.
有好几种的不同形式的忧郁症。
There is clinical depression that needs medical attention.
有一些的忧郁症呢是需要药物去治疗的。
There is a psychological depression.
有一些的忧郁症呢是心理方面的问题。
There is a physical depression.
亦都有一啲嘅忧郁症咧，系生理方面嘅问题。
There is a depression that is caused by chemical imbalance and needs medical treatment.
有啲嘅忧郁症咧，系因为我哋身体里边嘅化学成分唔平衡而引起嘅，系需要咧有药物去治疗嘅。
There is depression that has psychological causes.
有啲嘅忧郁症咧，系心理因素咧系引起嘅。
There's a depression that has physical causes。
另外有一啲嘅忧郁症咧，就系生理方面嘅因素咧引起嘅。
Depression can start in many ways。
忧郁症嘅初期咧，系有几种嘅现象嘅。
Depression usually begins with self-protection。
通常咧，忧郁症咧都系从呢个自我保护咧开始嘅。
This is how it happens.
发生嗰个情形咧，个经过咧，好多时咧系咁样嘅。
When you get deeply hurt in some way,
当你喺某方面系好深咁样受到伤害
，someone who may have failed you,
有啲人咧可能令到你咧系好失望
，or a big plan that collapsed,
又或者你一个好重大嘅计划，但系结果失败咗
，or perhaps you feel that you have failed yourself.
又或者你是对自己很失望。
If you have not been trained in your early days to know how to take your hurts to the great physician,
如果由细到大都没有人教你怎样去将你的伤痛、你的一些令到你很失望的事，是带到去耶稣基督那位大医生那里的时候呢？
You will pull into yourself and retreat from the realities of life.
你咧就会变得好退缩，就会咧系退缩到咧一个自我嘅世界里边，就去逃避呢个嘅现实。
And that is why we need to teach our children how to deal with life's disappointments。
所以咧，我哋系应该去教导我哋嘅子女点样去面对人生嘅挫折嘅。
We must not try to shelter them。
千祈咧系唔好过分嘅保护佢哋。
They need to know where to go when they face those difficult times.
佢哋咧系需要学习喺困境里边去寻找出路嘅。
Because at the point of your hurt, you feel that you are only safe with yourself.
当我哋身处伤痛嘅时候咧，只有喺自我里边咧，先至系觉得安全嘅。
You don't feel safe with others.
人哋咧系唔能够俾到安全感我哋嘅。
And you will see this happening here with this great man of God, Elijah.
我哋喺伟大嘅神人以利亚身上咧，都会睇见同样嘅情形。
And the second step is this.
而第二个嘅阶段咧，就系以下呢样嘢啦。
After isolation and retreat, self-pity follows.
紧接住自我封闭同埋退缩之后咧，就系自怜啦。
At that point, you begin to think that you are the only human being on the face of the earth who is hurting.
到咗呢个地步咧，你会认为全世界只有你一个人咧系喺度受紧苦嘅啫。
That no one understands you。
你会认为咧冇人能够理解你嘅。
Nobody else hurts like you do。
你会觉得冇一个人咧系好似你咁样咁受伤害嘅。
And this leads to the third step。
咁跟住咧就进入到第三个嘅阶段
，which is self-punishment。
这个第三个阶段呢就是自我惩罚了。
Let me summarize this again.
让我呢再重复一次去总结一次我刚才讲的。
First, you pull into yourself to protect yourself by withdrawing.
就是在这个的忧郁症的初期呢首先呢你会是自我退缩来去保护自己。
Secondly,
第二个阶段呢
you pity yourself because you feel isolated.
你就因为自己与世隔绝呢而自怜。
Finally,
而最后一个阶段呢就是
You begin punishing yourself.
你开始呢是自责了。
You become the judge and the jury and condemn yourself to a life of self-inflicted pain.
你呢就成为了自己的审判官和陪审团就在这里定自己的罪令到自己呢是陷入一生的痛苦里面。
Why?
为什么这样说呢
?To atone for whatever wrongs you imagine that you have done.
因为在这个时候你就为了去弥补你自以为犯了的错误。
And right at that point, you're going to have a visitor.
就在这个时候有一个不速之客会来去找你了。
He is an unwelcome visitor.
他呢是一个不受欢迎的客人来的。
But he is sitting there on the side watching you.
但是他一路都在旁边在冷眼旁观。
He is waiting, and this is his moment.
他一路都很想等机会是去攻击你而他现在就等到这个机会了。
It is right here when Satan enters the picture.
究竟哪个是这个的不速之客呢就是撒旦他要在这个的情况底下去闯入你的心灵。
Don't ever forget that the Bible said that Satan is the accuser of the brethren.
请你不要忘记圣经是怎样称呼撒旦的呢圣经称撒旦是控诉弟兄的。
He loves to remind you of your past sins.
撒旦呢他很喜欢是重提你过去的一些罪。
He loves to remind you of your past mistakes.
撒旦佢好鍾意呢係提醒你以前呢你有啲乜嘢嘅过犯。
He loves to remind you of your past failures.
撒旦佢好鍾意呢係提醒你过去嘅失败过去呢一啲好唔啱嘅事。
Even those embarrassing moments from 50 or 60 years ago that has already been covered by the blood.
甚至呢一啲喺五六十年前一啲好唔光彩嘅事一啲呢係令你尴尬嘅一啲嘅往事其实一早已经係被基督嘅宝血呢係遮盖咗㗎啦。
And each of these reminders make you feel worse.
但係撒旦呢仍然係鍾意旧事重提令到你呢係觉得好难过嘅。
Today we find Elijah who soared from victory to victory now in the grips of defeat and depression.
今日呢，我哋就要嚟睇睇以利亚喺连场嘅得胜之后呢，竟然系陷入挫败同埋沮丧里面。
When we left Elijah in 1 Kings 18:46,
在列王纪上18:46，列王纪上18:46那里记载以利亚。
He had to run a 14-mile marathon on Mount Carmel.
记载以利亚什么呢？就是说他要从这个加密山奔跑了14英里的，可以说是一场马拉松的长途。
He ran faster than horses.
他呢是跑得比马更加快的。
He had supernatural power that God gave him.
神赐给他有超然的力量。
In fact, when you read 1 Kings 18:46, it does not prepare you for 1 Kings 19:3.
事实上，当你去读列王纪上18:46的时候，你是绝对没办法想象19:3将要发生的事的。
In just three little verses, you see Elijah going from someone who ran with supernatural human power to someone who is running for life.
在短短三节的经文里面，以利亚呢是从一个飞毛腿的超人呢是变成一个亡命之徒。
When he got to Beersheba,
当他是到了别士巴这个的地方
which is about 100 miles south,
大约呢是在加密山以南100英里左右的地方。
He left his servant behind,
他呢就留下了他的仆人。
And went on a day's journey into the desert.
他呢就独自呢在这个旷野里面呢是行了一日。
And there he sat under the juniper tree.
就坐在呢一棵的罗藤树底下。
Put his head between his knees and said,
那以利亚呢就将他的头呢是埋在他两个的膝头哥之间。他就说了。
God kill me, I am no better than my ancestors.
他说什么呢？他说神啊，杀了我吧，我比不上我那班的祖先。
The moment wicked Jezebel heard what happened to her precious prophets of Baal, she became enraged.
当邪恶的皇后耶洗别听到他那班心爱的巴力先知的下场的时候，他就很生气。
Probably her lips were quivering.
可能呢嬲到嘴唇都震啦。
Her hands were shaking.
又或者嬲到呢嗰双手呢喺度震啦。
And she swore by her gods.
佢就指住佢嘅神呢係发毒誓。
Who turned out to be useless anyway.
呢啲神呢根本係一啲都唔灵嘅。
That she is going to put a contract on Elijah's life.
但係佢发誓要去追讨以利亚嘅性命。
Let me stop here and tell you something that is as real as I'm speaking to you right now.
让我们在这里停一停，我呢很想和你分享一件非常之真实的事。
When you get a victory from the hand of the Lord,
当神让你得胜之后，
Satan becomes furious.
撒旦呢就会是非常之生气的。
So he immediately uses somebody else.
咁佢咧就会马上咧去利用其他人。
Whether that person is a member of your family,
无论呢个人系你嘅屋企人
，or a friend，
定抑或系你嘅朋友
，or even a church member，
甚至咧系你教会里边嘅一份子。
Satan uses that person to come and steal your joy and your victory.
撒旦咧就会利用呢一个人咧，专门系去破坏你嘅喜乐同埋你嘅胜利嘅。
The thing that poisons your joy will always be a small or a minor thing in comparison to the great victory that God has given you.
是会令到你的喜乐呢是中毒变质的。这些呢往往是一些小事，是绝对呢比不上神所赐给你伟大的胜利的。
First King 19:3 says,
在列王纪上的19章第三节那里说，
Elijah was afraid.
以利亚他觉得很惧怕。
He had not been afraid when he confronted Ahab.
当他面对亚哈王的时候，他是完全没有畏惧的。
He had not been afraid on Mount Carmel in front of 850 prophets of Baal and Ashtaroth.
当他在加密山上面面对850个巴力和阿舍拉的先知的时候，他是一点都不惧怕的。
He had not been afraid in Zarephath, the very heart of Baal-worshipping Gentile world.
当他在撒勒法那个敬拜巴力的异教的中心的时候，他亦都一点都不怕的。
But now,
但是在现在这一刻，
He is afraid of Jezebel and he runs to Beersheba.
他很怕耶洗别，于是就逃亡去到别士巴了。
There, he even divests himself of the only human companionship that he had.
他甚至是怕到是留下了他唯一的那位同伴。
And he went alone.
他是独自上路，独自离开的。
Most ancient tradition says that his servant, the same one who sought the cloud 7 times.
根据很多的传统的讲法呢，就说这位的同伴呢是以利亚的仆人，就是那位七次被以利亚差派去观看海上边是不是有云出现的那一位的仆人。
It was the same one who is the son of the widow of Zarephath.
亦都据讲呢，他就是撒勒法那个寡妇的儿子了。
The boy that Elijah raised from the dead some time ago.
亦即是在没多久之前呢，以利亚是令到他由死里面复活的那位的孩子了。
Well, you say, can it get worse than being afraid of Jezebel?
你可能会问，还有什么是比惧怕耶洗别更加差的事呢？
Yes, it gets worse.
是绝对有更加差的事的。
Let me put 1 Kings 19:4 in my own words.
让我们是用现代的讲法来去读列王纪上19章4节。
Elijah gets out into the desert where it was 130 degrees in the shade and says, Okay, Lord, kill me and kill me now.
如果用现代的讲法，就可以说以利亚他一个人来到可以说是高达130度华氏的一个酷热的沙漠里面，就对神说，主啊，就在这里杀了我吧，杀了我吧。
You say, wait a minute, this is a great man of God.
你可能说，停一停先，他不是很伟大的神人吗？
But I want you to remember that he was not the only man of God who requested death.
但是让我告诉你，他不是唯一一个求死的神人来的。
In the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 15,
在民数记十一章十五节，民数记十一章十五节嗰度。
After putting up with people's murmuring and complaining and criticizing and bad mouthing him, Moses said the following.
当摩西饱受百姓嘅怨言、百姓嘅批评同埋辱骂之后咧，佢就话啦
：God, I would rather you kill me.
神啊，我情愿你杀咗我啦。
In Jonah chapter 4 verse 3 and 8,
在约拿书的第四章三至到八节那里，
Jonah, after he preached and had great victory in Nineveh, said the following to God.
当约拿在尼尼微城讲完信息之后，是得到很大的胜利之后，他就对神说了，
If you are that good with the wicked people of Assyria, be good to me and kill me.
他说，既然你对亚述帝国那些邪恶的人民这么慈悲，那请你亦都对我发下慈悲，将我杀了吧。
If you have never been in this situation, I want you to take note because sooner or later you may come to that situation.
如果你从来都没有遇过这样的情况，请你记住，迟早你都会遇到的。
I want to give you some lessons that work for me in those moments of despondency.
我愿意呢是同你去分享在最沮丧的时候我学到的教训。
I will give you the first lesson today and the second one in our next broadcast.
今日咧系先同你去讲一讲第一个嘅功课，下一次嘅节目咧再同你讲第二个功课。
First，
第一点
，Never act after a victory without a word from the Lord。
喺一场嘅胜利之后咧，你仍然需要咧系神嘅话语嘅指引嘅。
If you look at verse 3,
如果咧你睇一睇第三节嗰度
，you will find something uncharacteristic of Elijah。
你就会发现呢，以利亚系冇照住佢嘅惯例去做事嘅。
If you have been looking closely at his life with me,
如果你一路都跟住我去查考以利亚嘅生平
，you will pick up on this very quickly。
你咧亦都会即刻发现呢一点嘅。
Do you know what it is?
你知唔知系咩咧
？Well, if you go back to chapter 17, verse 2。
嗱，让我哋咧嚟睇一睇呢个嘅列王纪上十七章第二节，我哋重温一下。
You're going to read the following word.
你咧系会睇到以下嘅说话。
The word of the Lord came to Elijah and said, "Leave here, turn eastward, and hide in Kereth Ravine."
嗰度话耶和华嘅话咧系临到以利亚，对佢讲：你离开呢度，系向东面嗰度去。藏喺约旦河东面嘅基立溪旁。
At the word of God, he left Ahab and went to Kereth.
于是咧，以利亚就照住神嘅吩咐离开亚哈，就去到基立溪嗰度啦。
Look at verse 8 of chapter 17.
嗱，请你再睇睇十七章嘅第八节啊。
The word of the Lord came to him, "Go at once to Zarephath."
嗰度话耶和华嘅说话咧临到佢，就话你起身去西顿嘅撒勒法嗰度去。
And he left the brook Kereth in the wilderness and went to Zarephath to live with the widow and her son。
咁佢咧就离开咗基立溪，就去到撒勒法咧，去同嗰个寡妇同佢嘅儿子咧系一齐同住啦。
Now look at verse 1 of chapter 18。
嗱，而家请你系睇十八章嘅第一节。
After a long time, in the third year, the word of the Lord came to Elijah.
过咗好耐，到咗第三年，耶和华嘅说话咧就临到以利亚对佢讲啦。
Now, can you see it now?
嗱，你有冇留意到啊？你睇唔睇到啊？而家
Elijah was a man whose movements and messages were ordered by God.
以利亚嘅行动同埋佢传讲嘅信息咧，都系来自神嘅指示嘅。
However，
但系咧
，When you look at 19:3，
当你系读第十九章嘅第三节
，What is missing here is going to hit you between the eyes。
你就会发现咧，好明显呢度咧系缺少咗一啲嘢啦。
There was no word from the Lord。
喺嗰度系冇神嘅话语临到嘅。
And when there is no word from the Lord, there is fear and running away.
当缺乏神嘅话语嘅时候咧，就只有惧怕同埋逃跑啦。
In other words, Elijah got blindsided here.
换句话嚟讲，以利亚喺呢度咧，实在系太过鲁莽啦。
And the first lesson is this.
所以第一个嘅功课。我要同你分享嘅第一个功课就系
，Do not make a major decision without a word from the Lord。
喺做重大嘅决定嘅时候咧，唔能够冇咗神话语嘅指引嘅。
Particularly after a great spiritual victory，
尤其咧系喺一场伟大嘅属灵胜利之后咧，更加要留意呢一点。
Let me ask you this，
让我问下你啊。
Have you ever been blindsided?
你有冇曾经咧鲁莽过咧
？You receive this letter or that phone call or that confrontation that you were not expecting.
你好意外咁收到一封信或者一个电话或者系好无理嘅挑衅。
And you would rather not have received it.
你咧系好想去回避，好唔想咧收到呢一啲嘢。
What you need to do is wait for a word from the Lord.
咁你要做嘅咧，就系应该等候神嘅话语。
Do not respond immediately.
千祈唔好咧太过冲动，即时咧要去做出一啲嘅回应。
Sometimes you don't need to respond at all.
有时你其实根本呢是不需要有任何的回应的。
Because running ahead of the Lord will get you into trouble.
因为跑在神的前面呢反而会令到你呢是惹上麻烦的。
Not waiting for the Lord will get you into trouble.
不耐心的是去等候神呢只是呢会自找麻烦的啫。
Let our prayer today include, Lord, teach me to wait for you.
愿我们呢今天的祷告就是主啊教导我去等候你啊。
In our next broadcast, we will see the second lesson about what to do in moments of despondency.
在下次的节目里面呢我们要先讲讲在灰心在消沉的时候第二个的功课究竟是什么。
And we will see what happened to Elijah.
我们呢亦都要看看以利亚呢会有些什么的遭遇。
Although he was trapped in the bosom of depression,
虽然呢他是深深地陷在忧郁的低谷里面
the Lord will deliver him.
但是神呢是一定会解救他的。
Until we meet next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你。在这里呢很想是送一首歌给你听。歌名叫做《只有你永恒的主》，希望大家无论是处于沮丧的情况，定义说是处于一个属灵上面的得胜，都能够仍然紧紧地倚靠神。我们下次再见。
谁知心痛苦，谁解心里忧，谁可于这刻伴我身边诉，只有你永恒的主，每一刻等待静听心声，谁牺牲付出，谁舍尊降卑，谁于漆黑中让每点光照见，只有你永恒的主带出光辉，我温暖。人海中常失落，每天感到压迫苦困，还愿你每天也纪念，求恩主启迪，使我能知道你是永恒，你是盼望，常在我心，心里忧，谁可于这刻伴我身边诉？